The Money Men this week. My name's Julian Valance, and with me is Ben Clifton. We are dissecting Tancred Day, Rose Hill. Look, there's been a bit happening in the world, Benny, let alone racing. How have you been holding up?
Well, it's been a huge week for everyone, I guess, and that racing sort of at the end of the week has provided us with a little ray of sunshine, and it was a great meeting at Rose Hill on Saturday.
It was. Fingers crossed we can continue to keep going. How did you think the track played? Obviously, they were starting on a low base. We'd had a very heavy track. They got it to around a soft six, I think, soft seven, I think, as we began. How did you think it came up?
Well, it's pretty clear that the track isn't dry now because they've had a fair bit of hot weather up there. So it raced near enough to a heavy track for mine. And you could see a lot of the horses' rails in run were advantaged, particularly probably in the shorter races. As the races got longer, the bias wasn't as evident. But I thought you had to be rails in run was probably the ideal position, getting a couple of horses off in the straight. How do you think it raced?
Yeah, I think in terms of the times, we got them from Vince Arcardi. So thanks, Daily Sectionals, Vince Arcardi, for sending them through. So we had to put them into our system. And it really came up as a genuine heavy track. There was no doubting that. You can see through the times, and we'll go through them per race. You know, they're like 2.5 seconds outside standard. Yes, they were over 2,000 metres plus, but they were clearly racing on a heavy track. As you said, I think 6 of the 9 winners came from the first four, and then you've got horses like Night's Watch came up the inside. Cascadian was extremely good and very elegant, probably had an absolute lap on them. So that's how those races evolved.
Cascadian was the last race of that year. You do see with biased tracks sometimes that the last race is a bit of a lottery. So, yeah, you can forgive that, yeah.
Let's crack on. First race, Royal Celebration, $3 out to $3.70, got a little bit soft late. Source Edge, $4 out to $5.50. The horses the market wanted were Top Prospect, $7 into $5, finishes fifth. And Surrey Thunder, $12 into $7. Moderate time, come home 23.88, 12.12, 2.5 seconds outside standard here, Benny. So as you can say, was a heavy track. Anything you want to take out of it? I want you to just talk a couple of things, and I'm just going to mention a couple of things as well.
Well, we'll start with the winner, Royal Celebration, obviously on the drift slightly at the end of betting. Caught wide early, but did get a nice little run in behind him after that. Presented at the right time and did enough. Overall, I don't think the race went all that well, but I believe you found a run that I found as well. Surrey Thunder, how do you think it went?
I think it went outstanding, and I don't even mind about the fact. I think a lot of people might find this off their black book because it got held up a little bit. Forget that. That doesn't worry me. It wouldn't have probably got too much closer anyway if it doesn't. Time form 107 matches up. In a race like this, it's going to be winning some races, 1,600 metres plus. I just love the way, A, the market wanted to find it, and B, the way it hit the line. It's a horse that's going to be winning very, very shortly.
Because at the 300-metre mark, you thought, this is going to drop out the back of the tally, and then he just got a little bit of room and really accelerated through the line. But as you said, that market move, it really holds you in good stead for the rest of the campaign because it's obviously been doing a fair bit at home. And the jockey engagement was a sign of intent for me. It was there just for a prep run. Once it gets up over a trip, Huey Bowman or that, it'll go on and it'll be hard to beat.
That's the key factor. And I also want to talk about that just a little bit here with Top Prospect. So with $7 into $5, market found it. The only reason the market found it was James McDonald goes on. So no knock on Sammy Clinton or anything like that, who had been riding the horse before. But the big pros find this as a significant positive change and hence want to bet into that. We'll see that coming up in the next couple of weeks too. We've got those provincial championship final, the country championship final. You're going to see a lot of horses probably with significant jockey changes. Be mindful of them, punters. Try and find them before the market does, because when they come out Wednesday afternoon and you see a Huey Bowman or a J-Mac going on a horse that has been ridden by provincial jockeys, there is no doubt the pros are going to find that horse.
Yeah, for sure. And I just to finish up on that favourite Royal Celebration, I think it found the right race. Yep. I wouldn't want to be following that going forward.
No, I totally agree. It's a race I'm not too keen on going forward, but Surrey Thunder is definitely one, and I think the learnings coming out are positive jocks. Be with them. Race 2, 2-year-olds, Holyfield, $9 into $8, bit of support there, wins. I Am Swerving, good support, $5 into $4.60, finishes fifth. Untamed, little bit of specking, 23 into 16, runs second. Return with Honour was the original favourite, $3.80 out to $5.50, finishes ninth. They're close to 3 seconds outside standard here, Benny. They've gone fast out, no doubting that. 25-2-2, 12-8-6 home, clearly worst of the day. They've gone out 0.5 second faster than race one. They've gone out 1 second, so home 1 second slower than race one. What do you want to do with this race?
You just stole me stat there. I was just about to mention the fact they ran so slow compared to that first race after going out quicker. It just makes me feel sick about this race. With that drifting favourite return with Honor, at the 300-metre mark, it made a really good little run, and I thought, oh, if he keeps finding the line, this is going to be a great run against the bias. But it, as I said before, he dropped out the back of the tally, and you know that betting drift was spot on with that horse. Their low percentage plays getting back to last. I thought the story of the race was Tom Marquand on the winner. So strong, this jockey. He's riding at 20% since he hit Australian shores. Him and James McDonald, I reckon, have got panels on the rest at the moment.
Yeah, with Marquand, Metro, 7 from 23, going at 30.5% before he came over here in the UK. The last 2 months when he was in the UK, he was going at 26%. Again, market's finding Tommy Marquand, and punters, you should be too, because he is outrageously going well. This race, no knock on the owners. Well done. You've got a good horse. I wish I had a horse as good as this that could win races. It's junk. In terms of punting, I just can't see how the market's going to find them. I think they're C-graders, D-graders, but well done to anyone who's got connections with them, because you've got the cash, so good job. That's all I want to talk about that race. I thought it was absolutely...
junk, as you would say.
Junk. Race three, the Tullick. Quick thinker, 240 out to 270, but wins. Zabrowski's probably the only other horse to really talk about from a market perspective here, punters. 450 into $3.90. It finishes runner-up. 24.65 home, 12.51 last 200. They've gone out okay, but again, 3 seconds outside standard time, suggesting again it was a heavy track. Quick thinker, do you want to take him going forward?
I think he had a nice run, got the job done, but I think this race overall is... couple of lengths below the real A graders in Castle Vecchio and Shadow Hero, who are favourite for the Derby next week. Zabrowski had its chance, I thought. I thought at one stage it was going to really come at Quick Thinker, but it sort of just levelled out. And the disappointment of the race for mine was Pride of Adelaide. Obviously, a lot went wrong with it. Over a race, went too hard, but it did drop out pretty severely. And I still think the horse has got some ability, but it's time for a spell for it, I think, and come back and see what it can do next campaign.
Yeah, in terms of this horse and for the punters out there, obviously, Quick Thinker is going to go to the Derby. Maybe Zabrowski goes to the Derby as well. I think looking forward, do you want to be on this horse on the quick backup? Yes, we love the quick backup. I don't think he's there. As you said, Castle Vecchio, Warning, Shadow Hero. On what Quick Thinker did on Saturday, there's not enough sample there to suggest he's going to be worrying those elite 3 year-olds.
Probably the thing he's got going for him is he's trained by Murray Baker, you know, very good trainer of stayers, but he just, on facts and figures at the moment, seems like he's a couple of lengths below.
Yeah, totally agree. Race four, this was an interesting race because the market said a lot of things here. I'm going to start with Life Less Ordinary, 230 out to $3.40, finishes sixth. Night's Watch, 420 out to $8.50. You could have got double figures the exchange. Mount Taboa, 14 into 9.50. We thought it'd go forward. It didn't end up leading. Maid of War, 6.50 into $3.90. It was the big go. And House of Cartier, $21 into $9. Here's another horse that I think they thought might try and lead, but it had just had a torrid run outside, finishes fourth. Clearly they wanted to be with Maid of War, which is on the backup. It had won before on the backup and won twice on the backup over 7 and 8 days. So what do you make of this race? 24-9, 12-4-6 home. Again, they've gone out okay. No margins the first three always worry me going forward, Benny.
Well, Maid of War for one was a disgraceful effort. I thought he'd had a great run and it never looked likely. I think the story of the race is the rails in run really came into play here. Night's Watch had a perfect run in between them and James McDonald really threw him over the line, I thought. Shadow Flight, who ran third, had that nice rails run as well, and Aliferous was on the backup. So I don't know. I don't want to follow any of these horses going forward. Life Less Ordinary, obviously, that they hit the nail on the head with the drift there. It is a low percentage play every time it races, gets back. Very hard horse to catch. I don't know what you thought of the race, but that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, I thought the race, again, is not something I want to be taking forward or anything. Life Less Ordinary, anyway. Those Life Less Ordinary and Night's Watch were so well in the handicaps. We mentioned that on Insider Trading Saturday morning. They were so well in the handicaps with their domestic rating on the set weight and penalty race. But the market just didn't want to have a bar of them at all. So they threw out the weights, which obviously can happen sometimes. There's no issue with that. And they wanted to be with the other horses, but the market was wrong here. Night's Watch wins, but if he has to go up in grade, I don't want to be with him.
And you don't see market drifts like that on James McDonald mounts often, so that one is really puzzling for me.
Yep. We're going to have to go to a break here, punters. We're going to be back after the break. We're going to touch on the two group ones and the remaining five races. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Money Men. We are dissecting Tancred Day and Vinery Day at Rose Hill. We've said that it was definitely a heavy track they were racing on, Benny, through the times that we got through Vince Accardi and through our system. Race 5, on speed, seemed to be the place to be here. Vega Days, a little bit of support for this horse, $11 into $10. Kementari, rock solid at $5, has finished as third. Villamai, $4, got into $3.80. There was a bit of support for this horse, the three-year-old. Finishes sixth. I think this race has gone really well. 23-3-4 last 400, 11-8-6 last 200. Vega Days was exceptional, I thought. What have you got to give me? Is there any learnings?
Well, I think the betting on Villamai, for one, it got into as short as 290 during the day. Last start, it had a soft lead and really sprinted off that, and there was a bit more speed in this race. Wasn't able to cross, and once it was outside the leader, you did not want to be near it. I thought she'd stuck on all right, but never looked like beating Vega Days. But we talked about Tommy Marquand. He rode Vega Days. He was obviously the reason it was so solid in the market. You know, when that horse came to it at the 200-metre mark...
Manicure.
He just lifted it, and... I've got a little stat for you here.
Go on.
Kieran McAvoy on the second horse. I'm gaining a bit of a reputation as a jockey basher, but Kieran McAvoy, last 4 years, 18% he rode at 4 years ago, 15%, 13% last year, and 11% he's going at this year. He seems to have lost a little bit of his edge. It's a pretty consistent decline. And when he's up against a jockey like Tommy Marquand, who's so strong and so hungry as well, I just thought he got outridden in this race. But... I believe you liked the run of Kementari.
I did. Look, to be honest, he's never been one of mine. After the Caulfield Guineas, when he got beaten by that 100-1 pop of Mick Price, I think always continued to fall out the back of the telly in every race he competed in. But he's come back, he's been gelded, and I just thought the race he ran very, very well, and a race like the All Age might be up his alley. I thought he was a pretty good resuming with that big weight. So I can't bin Kementari. Just with Villamai, Gerald Ryan came out and the jockey said just it was too soft, did not handle the conditions at all. So a horse like Villamai, if you wait 2 weeks, there might be a race like that, Arrowfield over three-year-old. The key is if you can get a dry track and you're up in Sydney, you've got a lot of things hopefully going your way. The races need to be on. But if you can get a dry track, Villamai might be able to return back to its best, and there's a number in her.
She's got Loving Gabby, Libertini form, California Zimble, so that's pretty sharp three-year-old filly form. So, you know, if she gets the right race...
And that's the key. I think that Arrowfield can be the right race because all those good superstar three-year-olds will go to the TJ and they don't usually attack that Arrowfield. So Villamai, if you can get a dry track, I reckon the Arrowfield's there for her. Race 6, it was the first of the group ones. It was the Tancred Stakes. And we saw a fair performance here, I think, Benny. Very elegant. 2:40 Wednesday afternoon. Gets into $2. Even might have touched $1.95 with us Saturday morning. Then just slightly soft, $2.15. But to be honest, it was hard in the market, no doubting that. Avilius, $5.50, solid in the market. Mustajir was the one that really sort of firmed up throughout the day, $9.50 into $6.50. Runs really well for second. Time, pretty good here, 24.44, 12.18 home. But they did go solidly. Any queries in the run from you for Very Elegant, or... How did you think the race panned out?
Well, I think for the first part of the race, there wasn't heaps of tempo in the race until the horse went around him. Dancer Terrier went around him mid-race and put a lot of speed into the race, and that's where Very Elegant really relaxed. And once that speed went into the race, you're like, oh, how far is she going to win by? She can overdo it a little bit in the run. He did go forward on her last start, so it was interesting that she ended up probably third last by the time she went around the 600. So it does show she's versatile. Avilius, I'm filthy on myself. I fall into this horse every time. I thought on the back up, he won this race last year. He was very short in the market last year, but he's lost a length or two. You remember Hartnell when he had that season or two where he was absolutely top-notch and then raced for another couple of seasons just at the lower level? I think he's hit that lower level of Avilius, and Very Elegant was the horse on the up and way too good for him. How did you see it?
In the run I was slightly concerned. I was on Very Elegant. I was slightly concerned because I thought, long way back here, and I just didn't know if she was racing as generously as you wanted her to, but then she slid into the race so well, and then J-Mac obviously let her down and she did the rest. She's obviously now possibly going to go to the Queen Elizabeth, but I think Chris Waller's come out and said probably not. Look, she's been on the quick 7-day back up there. Let's just look after her, and they're going to have a crack at the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup double, and Look, she's going to get a fair weight. There's no doubting that, because I don't think we're going to get any international. So there's going to be a fair bit of weight for her. But that kind of performance puts her right in that space. There's no doubting that.
Yeah, I was going to say that. She doesn't fit the profile of the recent Melbourne Cup winners. It surprises me that he's actually going that way when you reckon she'd be very competitive in a Cox Plate.
Yeah, true. But she seems obviously a very clean-winded horse. So if she can get over 2,400 and then extend to 3,200, she's going to be mighty hard to beat because she does have that great acceleration. Mustajee very good as well, I thought. So that was a good performance from him. Next group one was the Vinery. Fun Star. Well, market wanted to be with her. There's no doubting that. $1.85 into $1.75. Probably just $4.40 out to $4.80. But Shout the Bar was the horse that was specced throughout betting. 27 Wednesday afternoon, 17 Saturday morning into $14. They've gone out the first 1,200 4 seconds slower than those other two 2,000-metre races. They have gone so slow. It is pedestrian. They've come home 23 flat, 11.72, which is the best of the day by far, but so it should have been. Group one race. Don't care if you're 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, or 2-year-olds. You go that slow, you should be coming home that quick. What do you make of the race? What do you make of Fun Star?
I thought the excuses they were making for Fun Star were a little... I couldn't cop them, really. They said, oh, she was caught wide for a bit of the race, but there was a lot of the race where she did have cover and did seem to relax okay. She was flushed out three wide a little bit early, but because they went so slow, like, I don't know if that is an excuse. Did she run the trip? That's probably the query for mine.
Yeah, the excuse is just, I don't agree with them at all. I mean, they know the horse much better than me, but in terms of they were going that slow that she could have sat three wide, she just failed. There's no doubting. She just hasn't repeated her performance from last start. There is no doubting that. She was plain disappointing.
Do you think they would regret not going the lead on her?
I don't know. I honestly don't know because I don't know. I just don't think. I just think she's failed. I just think for whatever reason she hasn't performed to her best on that day, and it wasn't because she was wide. J-Mac did the right thing by sliding up when they were going that slow to be out there at the 1,000 meters onwards. I have no issue with that at all. I can't knock that ride at all. The horse just failed for me.
Let's not take anything away from this winner. The preparation this winner had, only Gay Waterhouse could prepare a horse like this. Two 11.50 runs, up to a mile, then up to 2,000 metres at its fourth run. Obviously, the tempo of the race allowed it to run that trip, but it was so strong at the finish. And, you know, a great story with Adam Hieronymus riding his first group one
absolutely.
Winner.
That's absolutely a very good point indeed. Race 8, positive piece. Well, here's a horse that was rock hard fit. Had won four in a row, $10 into $7.50. Market wanted to be with her. Sweet Deal was the other one the market wanted to be with. $4.20 into $3.10, even off that 28 days. They trusted that. Noir was 15 into 12, probably gate one the key there. And Invincible Gem, 18 into 10. They've gone out moderately, 23.96, 12.22 home. Just average, I think, the whole day. But it sort of just shows, I think, the positive piece. If you get a fit, hard, rock horse that's going to be on speed, they're mighty hard to run down, especially as the track was heavy like on Saturday.
Well, that's the story of the race, is the fitness here. If you look at the third horse, Amangiri, off 140 days, it was a fantastic run, I thought, considering how wet the track was. Noir, the second horse, I thought had the ideal run. I wouldn't be following that going forward. Sweet Deal was very disappointing for mine. In the right spot of the track, very heavily backed, and it never looked like winning the race.
I think the key with this is, we spoke about this again on Insider Trading, 20th of July, she also had this 28 days and ran 5th or 6th in a Class 6 at Randwick. Maybe she just now needs this 2 weeks. So from 2 weeks now, she's going to have the fitness built back up and she can be a betting proposition or run much better. Yes, the market found her, but I think the market found her possibly because of a couple of reasons. They want a fit horse and they didn't want that Coolmore Stakes form because it was complete junk, that Coolmore Stakes. I just thought it was terrible in terms of time. So they wanted to go outside of that. They found positive piece and they found Sweet Deal. Last race, again, it was over the same journey of 1,500 metres. Cascadian, very good. Rock solid in the market, $6. Star of the Seas, just a little bit soft, $3.70 out to $4.20. Finishes 7th. Gua, 14 into $8.50. 23.94, 12.06 home. Again, moderately run. Cascadian, well, he'll probably find a spot now in the Doncaster, and I think he's a live chance.
Yeah, and the jockey change was the key here. Glenn Schofield rode it. Previous start, he's riding at 4% this season, not going to his best. J-Mac took over, gave it an absolute peach. Carries 53.5 in the Doncaster. Would you want to be with it going forward?
I like it. It's never backed up before. It's one of those horses that may not handle the backup, but it's put a number there to suggest it could be competitive in a Doncaster. It's going to be extremely competitive. There's no doubting that. We've got to get to a break though, Benny, unless you've got something else to add to that race.
I think just with the favourite, 1,100 up to 1,500. Correct. Just didn't suit it there.
Yep, next start, 1,600 metres, be with Star of the Seas, don't be off that. 11 to 1,500 is extremely hard in any form to be able to just push through that. So no knock on that. We'll be back after the break. Trash and Treasure, no doubt Benny's going to give someone a clip. Welcome back to The Money Men. We're just going to look at a couple of races that are on this Saturday, obviously day one of the championships. We're going to start with the Derby. We saw Quick Thinker Benny running the race on the Tullock on Saturday. It now goes to the Derby, but it's going to be meeting some absolute star three-year-olds. Castle Vecchio, $3.50 there. They've come out and said they're going to run and probably back up into the Queen Elizabeth. Shadow Hero, $3.80. Warning, $4.60. And then you've got Quick Thinker, $8. Reloaded, Sherwood Forest, New Zealander and Zabrowski. Does Quick Thinker match up to $8, or who do you want to be with looking at that Derby field?
I think it's probably about right, the $8 compared to the others. Shadow Hero is the one under the odds for mine. I got a big query over it, over the Derby distance. But yeah, that race on Saturday, I think there may be a length or two below the best.
Totally agree. We go to the Doncaster. It's always a ripping race. Obviously, they've dropped the prize money, but the horses will still be there. Now, Cascadian's not on that page, but he goes into $13. So $26 into $13 for Cascadian. I think he's a live chance. Melody Bell at the top, $6.50. She's got to carry 57 kilos for a mare. A Shared Ambition, $7. He's a nice horse. Funstar, unlikely, I think, to go there. I think they've come out and said they might even push on to the Oaks. Colding, back to Sydney, maybe his go. Imaging, $11. And 50 Stars, he'll be sort of fresh a little bit off the Australian Cup win. What do you make of that field there?
I would have loved for him to take Funstar there. I thought she would have been really well in at the waist, but it's a wide-open Doncaster. Cascadian probably is a chance, but I think the price is right at $13.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the track's going to play at Randwick. Get to Randwick, so we'll probably be on a dry surface as well, so that might have some impact on that. All right, Trash and Treasure, always an interesting time here with Benny, what he's going to knock on the head and what he's going to keep in his bed. We'll start with the Trash, Benny. I will kick off. I thought Life Less Ordinary is going into the bin. I just thought he was disappointing. Market didn't want to be with him. Yes, he gets back. I just can't be with Life Less Ordinary anymore. And I just thought race two at Rose Hill is a race you can just go around. I think the market's going to take a set against that whole race. So I think that's one going forward you can avoid. Benny?
The love affair with Avilius is over.
So he was in the Treasure last week.
Yeah, forget about him. Kieran McAvoy, we mentioned the stats. Huey Bowman riding well. He didn't ride Avilius out to the line in
Dropped his hands. And got suspended, I think.
Poor old Sheikh Mohammed has been cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. So his landlord will be knocking on his door this week, I think.
I think Sheikh Mohammed's got a bit on his plate, to be honest. Treasure, Surrey Thunder. Be with this import. Very, very good horse. J-Mac, grand finals. We spoke about it inside of trading. Be with him. He's a superstar.
I think Very Elegant has stamped herself as the premier weight for age horse in Australia at the moment. And Tommy Marquand, he is going to be there in there every week until we finish this show, I think.
Yeah, I think the key there is going forward, J-Mac and Tommy Marquand, when you see them going on for significant jockey rides, expect the pros to be with them. The market will shorten up, no doubting. Very Elegant, obviously, for the spring is going to be a ripper. Thanks, Benny, for joining us this week. Hopefully, we are back next week. It's day one of the championships. We're back at Randwick. Please stay safe. Please, if you're going to have a bet, gamble responsibly. That was Money Men for this week. Hopefully, we'll see you next week.